You've been searching for answers, wandering in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Bridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map. Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for the Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Good afternoon, morning, evening, listeners, wherever you're at in your time zone, and at the time that you're listening to this show, welcome to the Searcher's Roadmap. We have Pam Rennie with us today, an alchemist and mentor and channel. She has been doing some amazing work and workshops that she's been doing in the last little bit, and with that, we're going to bring Pam in so she can tell us all about what's happening in the great mystery in her realm. How are you, Pam?
Hey, Rhonda, thank you. And hello, everyone listening live right now or to the replay. Thanks, Rhonda. I had to laugh when you said it, the great mystery, because aren't there many mysteries? But yeah, thank you so much for having me back. I am grateful to be here in this amazing energy with you all today. I'm just going to jump in and keep going, although I have to share a little bit of a laugh. I spoke with Rhonda just a little earlier to touch base about the show, and I was in, you know, meditative preparation asking, what messages do you want to hear? And I lost track of time, and I think she had to wonder if I was remembering to come on the show. So I'm here, but I want to bring you all into that. I call it the vortex. There's many names, a zero point, divine grace space, but I was really in a wonderful place, really in preparation for what messages are there to deliver. And the first thing I want to do is deliver them from a place for you to listen and hear the messages from a whole different experience. How does that sound?
Sounds probably wonderful. Like a
mystery, right? So let's jump in. Many of you, if you've listened before, have heard me talk about the tool called the grounding cord. We're going to start here. Now, if you're a detailed person, I love that, and I've got detail for you. In fact, you can go to my website, pamrennie.com, and under classes, there's a free energy class, and I'll talk a lot about the grounding cord. I'm not going to do that right now because there's lots to talk about today. So what I'm going to say is, being grounded in your physical body and to Mother Earth is absolutely essential right now. I'm going to guide you in creating a grounding cord that has two components. It has a component that grounds off electrical frequency. You might think, well, what's that? Well, a thought holds electrical frequency. A thought is an electrical component. So this will have a exit point, if you will, from you, connected to the core of Mother Earth, that all the excess thoughts, many of which floating in your space are not even yours, will have an exit point. The second component to this grounding cord, and a really essential key piece, is a magnetic coil that will draw off feelings and emotions. This also creates kind of a safety feeling. You feel more secure in your body, and you've got that essential exit point. Less opportunities to be scattered and unfocused. So that touches a little bit on the importance. And here comes an energy shift. I'm about to yawn. So take good cheer if you hear me yawn. I'm not bored. I'm literally shifting energy. That's just one way that shows me we're shifting and transforming things as we go. So take a deep breath and join me as I guide you in creating a grounding cord that you may experience yourself more fully grounded. Now, You may already have built a grounding cord with me, and if that's the case, at a certain point I will invite you to release the grounding cord you have, okay? But just bear with me and just follow along and let this be super easy, because it is. So you are a powerful creator, and the power of your intention and your imagination go very far in your life. And we're going to use them right now by creating that first component to the grounding cord. I see mine as a beam of light. I want you to see that right outside of your space. You might see it as a chain, a tree branch, whatever works. Just know that our intention is this particular grounding cord application comes from the angelic realm, and it will hold exactly all the templates as created. Now, with an imaginary hand, take a hold of that cord, beam of light, and attach one end right in your first chakra. It's going to go right into your tailbone, right at the tip of your spine. Really see that connect and anchor in, and notice how willingly your body grabs a hold. Now we're going to drop the other end into the core of the earth, not really that far away. And as it drops in, let it really grow roots and anchor in. Now command this cord to activate and turn on. Take a deep breath. If you'd already built a grounding cord, we intend to release the original grounding cord now. Now with this new beam of light, this electrical component in place, let's create the second application. I want you to see a coil, just like in the olden days, the telephone cords. Boy, that dates us, doesn't it? And again, take one end, and you're going to attach it at the same place, right at the tip of your spine. It knows what to do, and it wraps right around that original beam of light. And then send the other end right to the core of the earth also. And let it really anchor in firmly. Now see that line becoming kind of taut. It's very flexible. Command the second component to turn on and activate. Now take a deep breath. And let's command all electromagnetic energies, excess energies not serving you, to just ground right off your bodies. Breath. Now you have a completed grounding cord in place, allowing you to be more present. Take a moment and notice, how does it feel to be grounded? You might notice some heaviness in the body. You know, we're spiritual beings and we tend to be so much in motion, we jump out of our bodies. We don't always consciously know that. But when you're very present and grounded, which is very, very purposeful, more aligned, more centered, that's where the magic happens. Well, I'm using that term, but literally, you're more present. So if you feel some heaviness, it will settle in, and you won't notice that. But congratulate yourself. That's you, the physical aspect of you being much more present in your body, as you are a spiritual being. So take a breath. Now this grounding cord will remain in place. You will gain the most beneficial use out of it if you're going to notice it. Every morning, I take a peek at my grounding cord, making sure it's really connected at my spine, and I say hello. I command it to come to present time. It's that simple. If I'm in a crowded place, you can be very sure I am noticing myself being grounded. Because remember when I talked about thoughts might not even be yours? We do pick up thoughts, feelings, and emotions of others. We don't want others' energies in our space. Now you've got an exit point. Now let's add to this. I'm bringing you to a comfortable space, so when I share some more information with you, that you'll kind of hear it from an expanded consciousness. That's part of what we're doing right here. So from this place of being grounded, let me share an experience I had. Actually, I've got lots to share. So we want to kind of pause time today so that we can cover, well, all of the messages that are most pertinent for you to hear today. You know, Rhonda mentioned I've had a lot going on. I have. Since I connected with you last, and I'm probably going to keep saying this because this is just my journey, I have had a phenomenal personal expansion. My evolution has just thrust me ahead. Now, I'm in the same life. I'm living in the same house, same family walking around me doing some of the same family things they do, same car. Well, actually, we do have a new car, and that's a whole other story, but my point is many things didn't change at all. But what did change is how I am responding to things, how I'm observing things. And when I experience myself as the divine that I am, it opens up so much possibility that it really is amazing. And you see, my quest has really been to open up my spiritual gifts, to be all that I came here to be. And I know that's part of why I've really kind of thrust ahead. And I had a little help from Archangel Michael, who really was encouraging me to step up. You see, I was hiding a lot. I was very, very shy, very quiet most of my life. And as I stepped into my spiritual purposes, I still was sometimes pretty quiet about things. Oh, I've had a wonderful spiritual practice, but to be here on the radio talking to you, whew, that's big. Can't really hide, can I? And so really it was an alignment for me to be my best self and hide. And when Michael really stepped forward and said, there's more, step up, I couldn't say no to him. So I had a ton of guidance and a ton of little steps that led to big opportunities. And one of the things that I got to do is I got to be on a telesummit, and that was, well, it wasn't much different than talking to you, but something was different about it. And from that came a class, and I really wanted to get that on my site to tell you about it today, but it's coming. But I do have some really simple but very profound processes that really thrust me ahead. And they're actually on my website. One of them was the equinox transmission, as well as the new moon solar eclipse transmission. And I'm about to launch a series of classes called The Sacred Journey to Whole Being Enlightenment. So take a peek back at my website in the next couple days for that. So what happens is I bring forward to you the processes that really are responsible for my personal evolution. And then many things happen in present time as well. But enough about me. All of this is available for you. And when you are searching, asking the universe to bring in more for you, more possibilities, more experiences for your highest good, the doors will open, the synchronicities will line up, you will meet people. You will have opportunities present, and you will be in awe. And I invite you to be open to all of those possibilities. So take a breath and notice your grounding cord. This is a new experience, so you might, you know, wander off a little bit, and that's okay. Come back to present time and be grounded. So I want to share a process that came to me through Yeshua. I was preparing, I had a really full day. This goes back about a month, a really full day on my plate, and I had some real creating to do. I could not concentrate. And you know I'm all about tools, so I had all my tools. I was grounded, I was centered, and my mind was going a mile a minute, and I was like, what in the world? And this whole process that I'm going to share with you now came forward. I used it in the morning. I was grateful. And I never thought about it again. When I looked back, I was absolutely in awe I had the best day, and I accomplished a phenomenal amount of creative work. So remember when I talked about things being the same but not really? Well, creative energy is flowing at a rate that it's like I want to reach out and grab it. That's one of the differences that's been really fun. And everything I'm talking about is available for you. But let me share with you what Yeshua brought forward. I call it an Enza. No, I don't call it that. Hold on. Let me take a sip of water. And a breath, good. I call it an aura cleansing and repair technique. You know, we really need to clean our aura as much as we clean our physical body. We don't think about that, do we? Just like we want to ground out electromagnetic energy, which serves our whole bodies, but our auric field can contain some residue. But I'll stop talking. Let's do this process, so join me with this. So hopefully you're in a comfortable seated position. I want you to allow your body to relax. And if your hand's free and you can, and if you can't, just intend, bring your hands together, palms together, and just hold them comfortably in your lap. You can clasp your fingers if you like, feet flat on the floor. And we're calling from the universal light energies. We're calling upon the violet flame of transformation. And as we tap into that frequency and call on the light, we're just bringing that into our awareness and drawing the actual energy template of that violet flame into us. It's coming down from the higher chakras, from above, and it comes to the crown, the very top of your head. And ask your crown chakra to open wider and take in a higher quotient of this sacred violet flame. And as if intending to breathe it in, draw that light into the column of light you have that flows from your crown all the way through your body. It's like a hollow reed. Follows your spine. Just draw that violet flame right down the sixth chakra. As it flows through that column of light, it's flowing through the chakras down the fifth. And when we come to the heart center, let's allow this light to build and just stay right there. So we're drawing the violet flame in. Think of it just collecting in that chakra. Amplifying. Just with your intention, that's all you have to do is bring it in. You may have heard of the violet flame of Saint Germain. It holds cleansing properties and many energetics. It's very potent and powerful. And now with your breath, as you draw more of this light in, on the exhale, send this light to your entire physical body. Place a hand upon your heart. Breathe in the light from above. And as it comes into the heart center, extend it to the physical body. And just notice what you notice. Feel this light clearing, bringing an expansion to the consciousness of your body. See yourself completely bathed in the violet flame. And now, draw that violet flame on from above in with your in-breath, and this time with the exhale, extend it out to your entire aura. Breathe in the light and exhale it out. Drawing that light from above, and on the exhale, extending it to the very edge of your auric field, 360 degrees around you, as above, below, side to side. Breathe in the light and extend it out to the aura. And now notice that you are completely submerged in this violet flame. It's flowing in, through, and around you. I'm going to command the violet flame to coat your very auric field, sealing any leaks where you may have energy leaking out, to smooth out any ripples of the edges of your aura that you've bumped against things, and to do any auric repairs so that you're in a smooth, encased bubble of violet flame. And take a deep breath and allow that light, even a higher application, to come down and extend it out to your physical body, to your auric field. And this light clears any disharmonic negative energy. And now, once again, let's command any excess electromagnetic energy, any negative energy, we're going to take from that auric field, from your physical body that's bathed in this violet flame, and rush it right down that grounding cord. Now take a deep breath. And allow this light just to continue to flow and remain in your presence. You're grounded. And notice yourself. If you had your eyes closed, allow them to breathe open and gently come into focus. And feel yourself cleansed. Even a purification took place. More vibrant, more present. And from this space, my experiences were profound that day, and I've been using this ever since. So I invite you to notice what you notice, remaining in this space throughout the day, and use this exercise anytime you like, the auric cleansing and purification repair process. So from that space, you might feel calm, relaxed, and allow that to be your walking around space. It's not a trance, but you may feel a lot more relaxed and comfortable in the body, and that's good. That's you vibrating at a higher frequency. And when we release those negative, lower vibrating, well, it's like junk we just don't need. That's where the ahas come in. When we're at the higher vibration and frequency, we have the creative flow, and well, there are so many possibilities. I really hope you enjoyed that. You know, we usually do the energy work towards the end, and, well, we'll see what else is possible for today, but the guidance was very much do that first. So I know it's purposeful. I've learned, for the most part, not to question. So I want to talk to you about November, but wasn't it just June? Oh, my gosh. This year has flown by. And our planet has been bathed with so many frequencies of light and so many amazing transformations. Take a look at you. Are you the same as you were last January or even last June? You may have changed so much. I know I have. We have been in a really powerful time with much available to assist us and support us like never before. It can be bumpy and uncomfortable, though. We've got bruises coming up. Things are coming up to leave, literally, to leave our body. Things that are not in alignment with the transformations that we're making, because our literal bodies are changing right now and have been. And this is all very purposeful. We are here on the planet right now to be a part of this enormous evolution taking place. Our planet is being lifted as the Christed planet it once was and is now. And we are stepping into this age of Aquarius to fulfill specific roles. So the density of the third dimension that is no longer has to clear our bodies. And we are being assisted with these solar flares the winds, and these amazing, powerful eclipses, the equinox, and the full moon that we had last night. Oh, my gosh, it was absolutely beautiful to behold. Take a deep breath. And it was in Taurus. Now, the last new moon was in Scorpio, and it really was about seeing the shadow sides, and it was about truth, and about really looking at the truth of all things, even the things we don't want to really know or pay attention to. And that really flowed into the month of November with this full moon in Taurus. It's really about the truth. It's about holding yourself as the truth of who you are, and maybe even truthfully looking at some things in your life. You know, I was so surprised 10 minutes before the show that a story came forward that I've not talked about yet. And I was like, really? That's my usual response when they want me to share something personal. I'm like, that? I'm going to tell that? But it's really my story, but much more my husband's. He bought a car a while back, and he really spent some time looking. He knew what he wanted, and he wanted a certain kind of car. And we're not fancy people. We're just not. We're pretty, well, we're not ordinary, that's for sure. But, I mean, we're not, I'm trying to say this gently. We're not about fancy cars. I'll just keep it like that. It was a simple, basic, American-made car. But he wanted a certain car, and that car turned out to be an absolute, literal nightmare. He drove it for 4 days and was thrilled with it, and the engine blew up. Interesting. So there were a lot of stories around this, and I offered many times to support him and do some energy work. And it was my experience to allow him to be in the experience and not to intervene because, well, he just didn't really, at the time, think that was necessary. And he's very aligned with what I do and supportive. But it was his journey, so I just allowed. New engine went in the car. It ran sort of okay, pretty much. And not quite a year later, guess what? The engine blew again. But the story is not about what was wrong. The story is about aligning with the universe. It was a lot of frustration and a lot of upset for my husband and a lot of inconvenience. We were very blessed around it, too. The last time the engine went out, he wasn't too far from the house, on the interstate, though, but at a comfortable place where it was safe. And when he first called me and said, can you come pick me up, the first thing I did, of course, is send in some support, and when I looked at him, he had an army of angels already around him. So support is there even amidst the difficulties, but very long story short, and it went on a couple of months, there were a lot of things wrong with the car, but this is how it unfolded. I said to my husband, and actually it was kind of his idea, he said, things just aren't going my way, and I said, would you like to take a look at that? Now, we didn't look at what was wrong or what's broken or why everything was not going his way. We aligned with creating a favorable outcome because we need a car. He needs a car. He's got a long commute. And so we created a favorable outcome. We aligned with the universal law of attraction, with the power of intention, and using the tools and skills I have as my calling, we probably took about 10 or 15 minutes and took a look at what would a favorable outcome be. Now, here's the key. We didn't put in everything because we knew the universe and the guides, well, they can see things from a different advantage perspective. So we allowed them to align with what was in his best interest. What would a favorable outcome look like? And we just know, we knew he needed a good running car. So we put in some specifics because that's important. And then we aligned with how is it going to feel to be in a vehicle that you're going to trust is going to be reliable, get decent gas mileage, and so forth. Well, here's how it played out. Last Friday, after many phone calls back and forth, car's got a new engine. It was leaking oil. There's a million things still wrong, but they don't know what's wrong. The dealership decided to offer him this, that he didn't have to pick up that car, they didn't even have to pay for the repair, that they would like to offer him another car. In fact, not even a used car, which is what that one was, a brand new car. Yeah, of course it was going to cost him some money, but it cost about the same as what the repair might have. But he drove off the lot instead of looking over his shoulder like he said he would have been with that other car, with a brand new car, feeling like things had gone very favorably and even above that for him. I'm sparing a lot of details of what was a lot of worry and heartache for this man that I just loved dearly and have known more years than I haven't. I had to allow him to experience some of the things for himself. But the message was this: when he really aligned with not holding on so much to the struggle and not trying to figure it all out for himself, and aligned with the universe and the law of attraction to favorably bring him an outcome around the car, that is exactly what took place. So, key message: if you're in a difficult struggle, know that you don't have to know all of the answers. You don't have to know the way out. We didn't. And you know what? This looked weird at first. We knew that they needed to make sales too. It was the end of the month. They didn't say go pick a car. They had a car in mind. And at first it was like, wow, that feels funny. No, that made it really easy. It's a great car. He wouldn't have picked the color. So what? He's really happy with it, and it saved him an absolute enormous amount of time from having to figure out what car he wanted. So you don't have to know all the answers, but align with the universe to give you a favorable outcome. So take a deep breath. And we need to take a little break right here, so let's pause and do that. And there's a lot more messages for you, but let's take a break right here.
Welcome back, listeners. We're in the second part of our show today on the Searcher's Roadmap. If you have any suggestions for the Searcher's Roadmap or any ideas that you would like, any types of subjects you would like to touch on, please email me at thesearchersroadmap@gmail.com. And with that, we'll bring Pam back in, who has so much to share with us. Pam, are you there?
I'm here.
Good. Oh, my music hasn't stopped. Sorry. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're still here and got some water or a cup of tea or something, and I hope that you found the value in the story. I was surprised that was coming forward, and the key components were aligning with the law of attraction in the universe to bring a favorable outcome. And I'm so happy that, as my husband says, that chapter's closed. So notice yourself. Notice your grounding cord. You know, you can use a grounding cord and create one, like we did, if you're having any physical discomfort in the body. You know, pain, well, there's multi-levels to it, but it's a collection of energy. And sometimes I actually will create a grounding cord and put it right in the center of a pain to ground out that excess energy. So try that. Multiple uses. And then notice your auric field and that violet flame that you're still sitting in. And being very present. So let's tap into the frequencies that are still very present from the absolutely gorgeous full moon we just experienced. That moon in Taurus that aligns with the truth, and the truth of really sometimes there's some discomforts. You know, I had an experience happen last week. It was just disappointing. And it was pretty profound how it came about. Someone posted on Facebook really a beautiful message, but it struck a sadness within me, a sadness around my own experience. And I just sat with that. I was out and about when I saw it, and I came home and I called Mother Mary to come sit with me. And her wisdom was to just allow myself to look at that disappointment. There was nothing broken, nothing to fix. You're hearing me say that a lot today. And to realize, you know what? I was disappointed at that. It wasn't really my situation to fix. And so when I decided I didn't feel like being disappointed anymore, I grounded that out. I cleared that. And I decided, how did I want to observe myself moving forward? I didn't want to stay disappointed forever. What outcome was that going to present? So I really aligned with more of the truth of who I am. And you know what I did to do that? I simply looked at, what attributes do I hold that will serve me best right now? And I listened. And then I just magnified that and said, that's the space I want to walk around in. Pretty simple. I like things simple and very profound. So, you know, sometimes just being in the upset for a few moments has a much more powerful message than quickly trying to let go of it. And those are what these truths are going to be about in the month of November. It's going to be looking at those pieces and aspects of your life that you might not want to look at, and just acknowledging them. There might be something to learn from it, or something to come forward, or there might not. But let's actually take a deep breath and align with all of the positive sides that are still flowing energetically from this full moon. And they're about this. You know, if we keep, you've heard this a million times before, if you keep doing things the same way, you're going to get the same results. Well, the energy of this moon is so aligned with, it would be so easy to keep doing the same thing and not change a thing. And not even notice that you would have the opportunity to do it a different way. But the powerful side of this moon is that there's doorways to multiple possibilities when we simply align with being open to doing things a new way. Now, I can assure you, you do not have to know the entire path. And I look back at myself when I started my journey and opened a spiritual practice. I had no clue, even a few months before, that I was going to do that. It's those small steps that open the door to the bigger possibilities. And this moon is aligned totally in the place of, when you are open to doing things differently, whatever that might mean, it opens doors. It opens new doors to brand new possibilities. to having the ability to create new responses and see things from a new point of view, new position. And that's really what I've been experiencing a lot. And that's so available for you. Doesn't mean your entire world is going to change, but when you change your reference and your point of view and how you observe and hold your space, that's where all of the possibilities are. You don't have to be in the upset. So let's take a breath. And let's just align with the vortex of this moon. And we are in this template right now of this full moon in Taurus. Whether you're listening today or in 5 years, the template is right here. So see yourself very grounded, very present. Just see that violet flame continuing to flow. You might even want to draw more of the violet flame forward. And go ahead and place a hand on your heart and feel yourself centered within your heart. It's in the heart that all creation takes place. And I'm going to be using some rays of creation and some light frequencies, and let's just align with all of the most favorable light frequencies, align with the positive aspects of the universal planetary alignments now. And align with your will. Yes, your will. You have a strong will right in your solar plexus area, your abdomen. And even see that spin. Align with your will to do things in a new way, to open those new doors to new possibilities. I want to create a vortex of energy. So see, this violet flame is now joined with a platinum ray of creation. The platinum ray was gifted to us by Sanat Kumara back in, I believe it was 2011. And that platinum ray holds all of the rays of creation. It can bring an instantaneous healing. And let's draw that down from above, coming from the crystalline grid above the earth. And let's even deeper our connection from above to below, allowing this light to flow into the crown, following that column of light that flows through all of your chakras and aligns through your body at the spine. Allow the platinum light to go all the way down. That column actually extends out your root chakra and all the way to the core of the earth. Let's draw this platinum ray down to the core of the earth, as above, so below. And as what has become an energy transmission, an attunement meant to raise the consciousness of your physical body, emotional, mental bodies, to raise the emotional body, to raise the mental body, to raise the consciousness of the spirit body. Allow this light to continue to flow. We ask to align with your will and the will of our Creator, that you can be more fully aligned with the new possibilities, the synchronicities, and all things favorable for your best outcome. Let the cries of your heart be heard for an abundance to flow into your life of what you seek and desire most. Align your thoughts with the most high vibration and frequency of thoughts, and release doubt, anything negative. Let this be dissolved within the platinum ray. Allow your body to relax. We call forward all of your guides and your soul extensions. And as this month, November, in the United States, we celebrate Thanksgiving, and it's about bounty and gratitude. Let us be in the energy and the frequency of a high vibrating word of gratitude. When you hold gratitude and when you are grateful for all that you have, more comes to you. And I want you to see this living word that holds a frequency and a vibration. I want you to see it like you're putting it on, literally, like you are going to draw this vibration into your auric field, into your physical body, so that you vibrate in this frequency, and that's what the universal law of attraction sees you vibrating in. And that law of the universe that absolutely is flawless, and the universe that adores you sees your vibration and sends that right back to you. See this as if it was a jacket, and the jacket is beautiful, your favorite color, and within the jacket is woven beautiful threads of the frequency of gratitude. And as you put the left arm in the sleeve and wrap it around your back, and the right arm goes in the sleeve and you button it, feel yourself like cocooned in this frequency. What does gratitude feel like? Even holding this for the smallest things when nothing seems okay will make a profound shift. So feel this and feel it expand. Feel yourself surrounded in through and around by both the violet flame and this platinum ray of light. Allow your body to comfortably allow all that these rays and codes of light have to offer. Let them bring a transformation, a healing, a release of old patterns, beliefs, programming that no longer supports and serves you. Just allow this to unfold without anything to do, but just be in this light. Breath and allow the frequencies of sound to assist. And we call in the intentions of new possibilities bond favorably, aligning with all of the synchronicities, the people, the events, the opportunities, an abundant flow of prosperity. That you may enjoy all of the comforts and your needs, as is your inherent divine right, may be met with ease, with grace. Take a breath and release the energy of struggle. Allow it to dissolve in these lights, to transmute and transform. Allow yourself to invite in Archangel Michael to deliver a message at this time. It is I, Lord Michael, Archangel and Lord of Light. I come to you at this time, pleased to have the opportunity to speak through this channel. Beloved ones, many of you know me well. I am called upon often and grateful to be of service. I come to you today to speak specifically about the importance of your thoughts and your feelings. You are in the midst, as you have been, of an enormous transformation, shift, and evolution upon your earth. Your earth has been observed with a marvel and a wonder and much joy, for you are accomplishing much. The frequencies of light bathing your planet with our assistance are far beyond what we ever fathomed could be possible. Yes, there is much discord, disharmony, and pain upon your planet still. You, beloved ones, listening to my message, make a difference. As you hold yourself in these light frequencies and mind your thoughts and feelings, holding them in the higher vibration things such as this gratitude, as you draw in the divine element of love and become the love that you are, you reflect that not only to your beloved earth, but you vibrate it out to all. You create an opportunity for others to do things in a new way. Of course, there is much other to do, but simply minding your thoughts, holding them in a more positive, enlightened, mindful presence will serve you so well, beloveds. We long for you to realize the power of your words, the power of your thoughts, the power that you hold to create an outcome you desire. Many transitions have been smoothed out, but no, there are still those that will argue for their limitations. The negativity on the planet will be transmuted with so much more ease as you hold your space aligned with the truth of who you are. And in this violet flame of transformation, much good takes place. We are so hopeful in the realms of the archangels, the lords of light, and many beings on high. For much has taken place, and you will be successful, beloveds. You are successful even now. All of your experiences have been for your learning and benefit. There has been no wrong. When you come upon difficult times, call upon us, reach out for support, for guidance. Ask, beloved, for assistance, for much assistance is available to you now. The veils are thinner than ever before. Connect within your heart. Listen to your heart's longings and align with the truth of who you are and all that you came here to do and be, beloved. The time is now. The time is now. See yourself as we see you. Ask us. Call upon us, archangels and lords of light, to reflect back to you how we see you. Feel that now, beloved. Breathe in that love that we hold for you. Feel it in every cell of your body. Be of good cheer and of much gratitude and much will unfold before you. Beloved, it is I, Archangel Michael, Lord of Light. I will withdraw, but I don't leave you. I am here to be of assistance and support, dear ones. Blessings. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Okay, everyone take a deep breath and breathe in that love and that angelic message from on high. November is a time for truth and for gratitude. And if you live in the United States, for turkey and apple pie. Oh, we have to find the humor in all things, and I am so grateful for the opportunity that being with you presents for me to take a look at things and ask what else is possible. I hope that you benefited from our time together. Take a look at my website, pamrennie.com, under classes for some free energy tools, more on the grounding cord, and some great classes I have coming up really soon and some available for you right now. So I will say, until we meet again.
Pam, I do have a caller who would like to ask you a question.
Oh, okay, great.
Just one moment. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Pam. Thank you. Thank you, Rhonda. I appreciate that. Pam, I enjoyed that experience very much, and thank you for sharing with all of us from the other side. One of my dear friends this morning just asked me, is it possible for those who are on the other side to intervene in situations and circumstances to stop certain things from happening? Would you share with us so that I might share with others the answer to that, please?
Sure. That's a big question. It's Robert, correct?
Correct.
Hi, Robert. Thanks for asking. That's a really big question, and I want to answer not just from my consciousness, so just give me a moment, and I want to draw in the realm I work in to really get a clear answer so that I just don't blurt something out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I've got a whole body experience going on, a lot of energy. So this is what I'm feeling, hearing, and seeing to say is this. We remain so connected to our beloveds that are on the other side, even our pets, I'm hearing. And while they cannot interfere, even the archangels, if we meet are about to meet an untimely death, the archangels can interfere, but there is a universal law of allowing. So our beloved ones that depart will absolutely nudge us. They will put people in our path. They will align certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like, but yet there's that universal law of allowing where they can't interfere in a, I want to say in a big way, but that's not right. As far as we have contracts and agreements with them, they will remind us. Mm-hmm. That's the bigger picture I'm getting. They will nudge us. They will remind us, but they can't interfere. Mm-hmm. I've even heard, this is coming to me, this is an old thing, that on this plane even, if we tell somebody something more than three times, we're interfering on their path.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm hearing. They surround us, they support us, but we have that freedom to choose. We have our will, we have our agency, even if it's an exit that could look untimely from others' perspective. We have the freedom to choose that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. That is in sync with what I shared with the questioner to me. And so it's very timely that you said that, and I appreciate it. Rhonda, welcome home. We are so glad that you are well. and you are here in your space and place where you belong. And Pam,
yes.
I look forward to talking with you another time. And thank you.
Thank you so
for
much,
the information
Robert.
And for your sharing. God bless.
Thank you so much. God bless.
And with that, we'll be closing the show today, The Searcher's Roadmap. You can reach me at thesearchersroadmap@gmail.com. And that was Mr. McMillan, who does the no-show on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Central Time. And if you'll check on the Renford Network, you can see the other shows that we have. And with that, we'll be saying goodbye, and Pam, we'll see you in 6 weeks from now.
I'll be back. Many blessings, everyone.
Everyone have a great day.